For a lot of people, Maurice White was the voice of a generation with his band Earth, Wind, and Fire, at least a generation. Maurice White died Wednesday night, the latest in what's already been a string of pop music deaths in the first weeks of the year. Earth, Wind, and Fire continued to perform long after the hits ran dry, but for years the tap of Earth, Wind, and Fire flowed with some of the best American soul, R&B, and funk ever, always climbing up the charts, and always with a unique touch of the band's core member, Maurice White, or as his brother in the band, Verdeen, called him, the pace setter. That pace was linked to Maurice White's own abiding interest in Kemet. What that is in a moment, let's just say it hinted at White's spiritual side. In his 1974 song called All About Love, Maurice White elaborates.
Astrology and mysticism and world religion and so forth, you dig?
It's all there, astrology, mysticism, world religion, and so forth, you dig? This wasn't shtick, it was as real can get. Renee Graham is a music writer here in Boston, often writes for the Boston Globe. She says it all came from a very personal place for Maurice White.
You know, this was never a fashion for him. You know, these things sort of come and go, and people decide, I'm going to wear this outfit, I'm going to wear this hat. He saw it in much more broader terms. It was really a way of living and a philosophy that informed the way he lived, but also had a very deep impact on the music he made. It was spiritual, it was uplifting, and it was very much about kindness, happiness, and joy. And that's what he found when he studied ancient religions, especially from Egypt.
Yeah, I was just watching a clip of him talking about how the spirituality informed the music. One of his Earth, Wind, and Fire family members wrote in memoriam yesterday on Facebook that Maurice White was a practitioner of Kemet, and I didn't know what that was, so I looked it up, and apparently it's a term for ancient Egypt. So was this also about a reorientation of aesthetics and of black culture toward the roots, toward Africa?
I think it very much was. You know, I think that, you know, artists always seek and explore, and they're not just doing that in the present, but also in the past and the future. And I think what Maurice White found in ancient Egypt was this deep connection to black and sort of African culture, and the idea that we were kings and queens, that we were still kings and queens standing on the shoulders of gods. Spirituality was always his guide. And I think in Egypt he found not just this sort of spiritual and religious connection, but he found this connection to Africa. You know, and you have to remember, this was, you know, the late 60s into the early 70s, in a time where people were really trying to raise their consciousness and broaden their cultural basis. So I think that's where it worked for Maurice White, and that's what he put out in the music. And he managed to do it in a way that was never sort of preachy or overbearing. You know, he always understood that he was making music to entertain people, but if you paid enough attention, you're going to get some really wonderful messages as well there about Egyptian culture.
So the idea of ancient Egyptian symbolism, how far back and how far forward has this trend been kind of appearing in black American music?
You know, you always see bits of this. You think back to Jasmine Sun Ra. You had explorations with John Coltrane and sort of looking at the place of Egyptian culture within African-American culture. And again, it's that idea of, you know, the cradle of civilization. We all came from this spot. This is where it all begins. But also the broader note, the notion of the pyramids, the pharaohs, you know, the ideas of rebirth, all of that was really informative for African-Americans, musicians in particular, but I think African-Americans in general. You know, you're always sort of looking back to sort of see what it says about who you are now and how you can bring that into who you are now.
How did that whole aesthetic affect you, Renee?
It was interesting. You know, when Earth, Wind, and Fire came out, I was not quite a teenager. So early on, it was just about the music. But, you know, when you got these sort of beautiful albums and you looked at all the symbols, you wanted to know what was behind those symbols. Mm. You know, so you started to study because you saw symbols you recognized, like a Star of David or a cross, but you also saw the Eye of Horus, which is Egyptian. You saw the Ankh. You saw a Buddha. You saw all these different symbols, and it gave you this sense of a broader world outside of what you knew. You know, I was raised in the church, but suddenly here I was seeing all these other possibilities of things to look at and study. It was never religious music. Let's be clear about that. It was always, you know, dance music that was informed by soul and funk and jazz. But there was this deeper way that you could sort of find a pattern for living. you know, that you could be a better person, that you could use music and spirituality to uplift and not divide people. So I think that's what I really took away from Earth, Wind & Fire at the beginning and through the years.
Maurice White, I gather, traveled to Egypt, hung out at the pyramids. There's a great picture of him with an umbrella very close to the pyramids. Why do you think he was such a deep and devoted follower of these beliefs?
I think he was just a seeker. I think he was always that person. You know, when he was playing with Ramsey Lewis, he started to play the kalimba, which is an African thumb piano. And I'm guessing that in doing that, he started to look for more. I mean, that's what great artists always do. You start with one thing, but you never stop there. You're always looking for the next thing. And I think since he was already, you know, looking at meditation, at yoga, at ways of, you know, bringing his life to a higher plane and to bring the people with him along as well, I think that's what it was. I think he found that in Egypt in a way that he didn't see necessarily in other places. He was open to everything, but that connection to Egypt was always very strong and potent for him.
Renee Graham, a music writer here in Boston who often writes for the Boston Globe, helping us appreciate the world and the universe of the late Maurice White of Earth, Wind & Fire. Renee, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I love it. Serpentine Fire by Earth, Wind, and Fire, the late Maurice White on vocals there. I posted a great performance of it on my Twitter feed. Check it out. My Twitter handle is Marco Werman.